When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, hello dear friends, let's continue with the reading. I'm sorry, I need to turn on the light. There is some reflection, but this way I can see better. Otherwise, it will be too dark for me to see. Here is the book, and I put on the link of this description. So let's appreciate a little bit of the picture here. Okay. Theseus and the Minotaur. Theseus and the Minotaur. Minos was outraged to learn that Daedalus and Icarus has escaped. Since Daedalus was an Asian, Minos decided to punish the people of Aeson. Minos possessed a vast collection of birds and animals that his ship had brought to Crete from all over the world. One creature was too fierce to keep in an ordinary cage. This was the Minotaur. Minotaur. A monster with a man's body and a bull's head. Yeah. And the Minotaur is such a mysterious, and I just feel something so strange, I could not explain. And I will not tell this story, but it was kind of a myth a couple of years ago. I was reading the story of Minotaur, and Greek mythology, Minotaur, Crete, and there was something happened in Crete. And I just could not explain it. And the Minotaur was fed on human flesh. It killed anyone who came near. Minos kept the monster in the Labyrinth that Daedalus has built beneath the royal palace. The creature guarded Minos' treasures. What thief could dare enter the Labyrinth, knowing that Minotaur lurked in its tunnels? As punishment for the escape of Daedalus and Icarus, Minos decreed that every year the city of Aeson was to send 7 of its most beautiful young women and 7 of its handsomest young men to Crete. When they arrived, they would be thrust into the Labyrinth to be devoured by the Minotaur. Oh my God. This makes me so so uncomfortable. Okay. Year after year, a ship with black sails carried the unfortunate victims to Crete. The Aeons wept to know that their sons and daughters were going to be eaten by a monster. They also wept for shame, knowing that they were too weak to save them. Minos possessed a powerful army. No city in the world could stand against the Cretan. Okay, sorry. Oh, look at this, how beautiful. A little bit of distraction. Okay, let's continue with this. It's a little bit better. Okay, no city in the world could stand against the Cretan. Agus was the king of Aeson. Agius was the king of Aeson. His son Decius watched the black-sailed ships leave the harbor year after year. He clenched his fist with rage, seeing the cowardness of the Aeson. How much longer will we be slaves to the Cretan? Decius asked his father. If we defy Minos, he will burn our city to the ground. Agius answered, it is better to sacrifice a few young people to the Minotaur so that the rest of us can live. Then sacrifice me, Decius said. Why should the king's son remain at home while other families are asked to give up their children? What a noble man. You do not know what you are asking, Agius cried. You are my only son. Who will be king after me if you meet your death in the Labihan? I do not intend to die. I do not intend to die. I will not die, Decius said. I am going to kill Minotaur. On the day the ship set sail, Agius asked his son, how will I know if you succeed? Decius told his father, look at the ship's sail as it enters the harbor. If I am dead, the captain will hoist black sail. If I am alive, the sails will be white. White sails means that I overcame the monster and am on my way home. Maybe this is the reason of white sail. Agius kissed his son as he boarded the ship with the other unlucky young men and women bound for Crete. May the gods protect Decius and all the others, Agius murmured as he watched the black sails sinking below the horizon. The ship arrived in Crete. Decius and his companions were led before Minos. Would any of you like to beg for mercy? The king asked. You never granted mercy before, said Decius. Why would you grant it now? Better for us to die on our feet as heroes than live as cowards on our knees. What a hero. This is a hero. Decius' companions cheered. His words gave them courage. They were ready to face death with him, to die with a leader that is with you is all worthy. You will have your wish, said Minos. Tomorrow, you will go into the Labihan. We will see how brave you are when you meet the Minotaur. Minos' daughter, Ariadne. Minos' daughter, Ariadne, had been watching from behind a tapestry. She hated her father's cruelty, but she did not know how to stand against it. Daisy's words give her courage. She thought of a way to save his life. That night, while everyone in the palace slept, Ariadne crept through the dark corridors to the dungeon they held Theseus and his companions. Theseus, son of Aegeus, are you there? Theseus, son of Aegeus, are you there? She whispered. Who speaks? Theseus asked. A friend, Ariadne answered. She thrust a bundle through the bars in the door. If you wish to save your life and the lives of your friends, listen carefully to my words. A spool of thread and a sword are inside this bundle. Carry them with you when you enter the Labihan tomorrow. Tie the thread to the entrance of the tunnel. It will lead you into the Labihan. Follow it back when you come out again. A magic force protects the Minotaur. Only this sword can kill it. Be brave, and may the gods protect you. Who are you? Theseus asked. What is your name? I am Minos' daughter, she told him. My name is Ariadne. Theseus and his companions enter the Labihan before dawn. Minos' guards marched them to the entrance and drove them in with the points of their spears. Theseus carried the sword and the spool concealed beneath his cloak. When the guards couldn't see him, he tied one end of the thread to a rusty spike hammered into the wall. He tossed the spool into the dark cavern. Theseus and his companions followed the thread deep into the Labihan. Their torches' dim light revealed heaps of bones. Theseus recognized the clothes of friends who had sailed to Crete the year before. The Minotaur must be near, he told his companions. He drew the sword from beneath his cloak. A roar filled the cavern. An immense shape appeared, blocking the path ahead. The creature's eye glowed in the dark. Two mighty horns rose above its head. Theseus felt its hot breeze on his face. I am not afraid of you, Decius shouted. If you want a fight, you will have one. Come on, I'm ready. You want some? You want some, I give ya. Yeah, Decius said. You want some? You want some, I give ya. Decius stepped at the monster. The Minotaur bellowed with rage. The Decius swung his sword at the Minotaur with all his strength. Again and again he thrust. Finally, a scream shook the cavern walls. Decius felt hot blood gushed over his body. The creature choked, gasped, then fell down, dead. I have killed the Minotaur, said Decius. I have killed the Minotaur, said Decius. He cut off the monster's head with one stroke. We will carry this back to Aeson, he told his companions. We will hang it in the temple of Aeson to thank her for protecting us and bring us safely home. Decius and his companions followed the thread through the Labyrinth. It led them back to the entrance where Ariadne awaited them. Hurry, she told Aeson's. You must be aboard your ship before my father finds out you have killed Minotaur. Farewell, Ariadne, said Decius. We will never forget your kindness. My father will put me to death when he finds out that I helped you, Ariadne said. My life is in your hands, Decius. Take me with you. Decius took Ariadne's hand. Together they boarded the ship for Aeson. When Minos learned that Minotaur was dead and his daughter was missing, he sent out his fleet to bring back the black-sailed ship. But it was too late. The Aesons were long gone, carrying Ariadne with them. Aeson, Asena, sent fair winds for the journey home. Decius' ship sped across the ocean. It stopped at the island of Noxo to take on food and water. As the sailors worked, Decius and Ariadne went for a walk along the shore. I am so happy, Ariadne said to Decius. I can hardly wait for us to return to Aeson so we can start planning our wedding. Wedding? Decius stopped in his track. He didn't want to marry Ariadne. It didn't matter that she had risked her life to save him. What mattered was that she had no wealth to bring to marriage. Oh! Decius wanted a bride who could make him rich. What is going on with this story? Ariadne lay down to take a nap. Once she was asleep, Decius ran back to the ship. The Aeons immediately set sail, abandoning Ariadne on the beach. Oh my! Asena, looking down from Mount Olympus, saw the cowardly trick that Decius had played on Ariadne. She saved him from the Minotaur. And this is how he thanked her. Asena said, Ariadne will weep when she awakes. Theseus will weep too when he returns to Athens. I will make sure of that. Oh. Asena cast a forgetting spell over the ship. Causing a cloud to cover one important detail in Theseus' mind. After a voyage of many weeks, the ship sailed into the harbor at Athens. Aegeus sat watching from the cliff. There it is, he cried when he saw the ship that had sailed for Crete. He strained to see the color of the sails. They were black. They were black. My son is gone with all his companions, Aegeus wailed. He hurled himself from the cliff into the sea. Theseus saw him fall. My father, he shrieked. Then he remembered what Asena had caused him to forget until it was too late. He had not changed the ship's sails. They were still black. Asena's words came true. Theseus wept for his father as Ariadne had wept for him. What became of Ariadne? She found someone who loved her for her kindness and courage. He was a much better husband than Theseus could ever have been. She married the god Dionysius. Ariadne. What a story.